One day I was just exhausted. It was a full day, a day of ministry. You know that time when you come home and you just want to fall out. It's been an exhausting day, but a very rewarding day. And I found myself late at night just coming straight to the Lord, straight to the tabernacle. And I said, Lord, I'm spent. Like I have no more to give at this moment. Can I just simply, like a child, just fall into your arms? Let me just rest in your arms just for a while. And I found myself in that spot of just silent stillness, just exhausted, and just giving myself entirely to the Lord in that moment. And then I hear a word, a phrase, a question. What do you know? What do you know? I'm kind of like opening up my eyes and pondering the question, what do I know? And ultimately, I understood that the question that was being poured forth to me was asking me, what do I know that is eternal? What do I know that it is true? What do I know that could never change? Depending on whether I believe it or not, it is an undying truth that could never change. What do you know? And as I pondered the question, I said, Lord, I know that you love me. I know that you have always loved me, and you have never stopped loving me. I know this to be true. And the Lord said, good. What else do you know? And I said, Lord, I've come to believe that you have forgiven me, and you have helped me to forgive others, and ultimately you have also helped me to forgive myself. I know that, and I believe that to be true. Good. What else do you know? And I said, oh Lord, I believe that you're here, that you've always been here, that you have never abandoned me in any trial or any situation. And I believe that you will never, ever abandon me. I've come to believe that that is true. And the Lord said once again, good, what else do you know? And I said, Lord, I believe that you have always provided for me. You have always given me what I really need. And so I know that you will always provide for me. And I've come to believe this to be true. And the Lord said, good, never, ever forget what you know. It will help you in those most difficult moments and times to always remember what you know, that I love you, that I have forgiven you, that I will never abandon you, and I will always provide for you. These are truths that can never change. Whether you believe it or not, it cannot change the fact that it is true. And so when we hear increase our faith, the Lord is saying, I have given you all the faith that you need. It's not a matter of increasing our faith. Is a matter of exercising what you know to be true. It's a decision whether you choose to believe that God loves you and he will always love you and his love for you will never change. It is a decision for you to believe that God has forgiven you and he always will forgive you every time you come with a contrite heart and ask for forgiveness. And it is a decision that you have to make that the Lord will never abandon you. He has never abandoned humanity, and he will never, as Jesus says, I am with you to the end of the age. It is your decision to make to believe that God will always provide for you, that he will always answer you, as he answers Habakkuk today when he says, Lord, are you listening to me? He says, yes, wait for it. Be patient. I'm answering your question. I'm providing the answer to your prayer. And it will not disappoint. It will not disappoint you. It will continue to provide you with the gift of your faith to believe, to never stop believing, to always know what you know and not focus on what you don't know. We focus so much on what we don't know. We spend so much time trying to figure out answers, trying to anticipate what somebody else is going to do. We're always, our minds are trying to focus on what we don't know. We spend so much time on what we don't know, and the Lord is asking us, what do you know? Because it is the basis of our faith. And all it requires is you to say yes to believe and no to the things that you don't know. What do you know? What do you know that is true, that can never change, that is undying and will be forever true? This is all that you and I know. We don't know anything else. That God loves us, that God has forgiven us, that God will never abandon us, and he will always provide for us. If you only ask him, you'll know that this is true.